Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yechezkel, Perek Kaf Hei, Chapter 25. Perek Kaf Hei starts a new section in Sefer Yechezkel, that of Nivuot La'amim, Prophecies to the Nations. The first 24 prekim of our Sefer were Pirkei Tochacha, very harsh rebuke and testimony against the sins of Bnei Israel. The last 13 prekim, from Chapter 36 to 48, are nevuot of comfort, hope, and redemption. These middle prekim, these 11 prekim that we are now in and starting now, are directed against the nations that surround Yehuda. Each is called to task for their own sins, and each gets what they deserve from Hashem. This style of nevuah, to give prophecy to other nations, is not new in Nevi'im Achronim. Yeshayahu has a whole section of prophecies to the nation, as does Yirmiyahu, Amos, and others. Something that's important to keep in mind when learning these prekim of nevuot to the nations is who is the audience of these nevuot? Are they directed to the nation themselves that it's being spoken to, or is it towards the Jews? This is a question that's not going to be answered in the psukim directly, but it's interesting to consider when reading these different prekim. In this first parak of Nevuah LeGoyim, Yechezkel turns to five different nations, giving each of them a short nevuah. Psukim 1 through 7, he gives two different nevuah to the children of Ammon. In 8 through 11, he gives nevuah to Moab and Seir. In 12 through 14, he gives to Edom, and actually Seir and Edom are really the same thing, so it's actually really just four different nations, but they have two different names. And then at the end, in Psukim 15 to 17, he gives nevuah to the Plishtim. And the nevuah has a very specific pattern. It starts with the nevuah to that nation. It starts with Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. Then, so says Hashem. Then it has the word Ya'an, because, meaning this is what you did. The next section will follow up with Lachain Hineni, therefore I will do to you. And then it will be followed with their punishment and end with the words V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. Here's an example. So the first one is to Bnei Ammon. Remember, there are two for Bnei Ammon. So this is the first one to Bnei Ammon, Pasukim. Ba'amarta, Livnei Ammon. This is what you should say to the children of Ammon. Shmu Dvar Hashem Elokim. Listen to the words of Hashem. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem says. Ya'an Amrech Ha'ach El Mikdashi. Ki Nechel El Admat Yisrael. Ki Neshama. Vel Beit Yehuda Ki Halchu Bagola. Because you said, ah, this is great when I profaned my sanctuary and when I hurt the land of Israel, when it was made desolate and when the people of Yehuda were taken into captivity, because you celebrated that, Bnei Ammon, that terrible circumstance, therefore, in Pasuk Dalet, Lachin, Hineni notnecha livnei kedem lamorasha. V'yishavu teirotehem bach v'natnu bach mishkanehem hema yochlu piryech v'hema yishatu chalvech. You are going to now be captured by somebody else. I'm going to deliver you into Bnei Kedem, the people who live in the east. They're going to possess you. They're going to make it a morasha. If you remember, that word morasha was what the people of Israel thought that they had over the land. They said, you know, Israel is our morasha. You people in Bavel, you are kind of kicked out, and we live in Israel. Here, the word morasha is actual possession, but Ammon doesn't have their own possession. Instead, they're being given over to Bnei Kedem. And they are going to set up their tents against you. They're going to make their dwellings in you. I mean, they're really going to take over your land. They're going to eat your fruit. They're going to drink your milk. They are totally taking you over. And then the last part, here's part three, in Pasuke, V'natati et Rabbah Linevei Gemalim, that Bnei Ammon, Limrabat Ton, I'm going to make Rabbah, which was their large city, into a stable of camels. And the people of Ammon is going to be a resting place for flocks, meaning you're just going to totally be destroyed. They're going to graze there. And then with the last part, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. and you will know that I am Hashem. And that is the pattern that will follow in each for each of these nevuot. Here's what you did. Here's my response. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. So let's go through some of the things that these nations did wrong. We're not going to go through all the three different parts. So that was number one for Ammon. You celebrated when Hashem destroyed Bnei Israel and the Beit HaMikdash. And the second nivuah to Bnei Ammon is very similar in Pasuk Vav. Ki kol mar Hashem Elokim, yai mecha chayad, v'raka'ach v'regel, v'tismach b'chol sha'atcha b'nefesh al admat Yisrael. When you heard about what happened to the land of Israel, you clapped your hands, you stamped your feet, and you rejoiced with all the disdain of your soul. A very similar idea that when you saw Bnei Israel fall, you were thrilled. Here's the nevuah in Pasuchet to Moav and Seir. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Ya'an amar Moav v'Seir, hinei kachol agoyim beit Yehuda. Moav and Seir said, oh, the house of Judah is like all the other nations, meaning they always put themselves out there as if they were better than us because Hashem was going to protect them. And we know that that is exactly what they were saying at the time. They were saying, the Yerushalayim is the seer and anachnu habasar, and we are the meat. We live in this walled city and Hashem will always protect us. And, you know, they learned that from the time of Chizkiyahu when he wasn't conquered by the king of Assyria like everybody else was. And they really thought Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash had these magical powers and they weren't going to be able to be conquered. And now that they were, Moav and Seir says, oh, look, ha, they're just like everybody else. They thought they were better than us and look, they're not. So they also rejoiced in bringing down the people of Yehuda. Here's the sins of Edom. Pasuk Yudbet, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Yan asot Edom, binakom nekam, levei Yehuda, leyashmu ashom, v'nikmu bahem. So Edom went further than Moab and Seir, and they actually took some revenge against Yehuda while they were in the middle of being destroyed by Babel. We don't know exactly what that is, but they acted against them, and also their punishment is worse than the previous ones. Hashem says he's going to totally destroy Edom. V'natati et nikmati ba'edom v'yad ami Yisrael. I will have vengeance on Edom because of what they did towards Yisrael. And v'asu ba'edom ka'api v'chamati. I'm going to act towards Edom according to my anger, according to my wrath. V'yedu et nikmati, and they will know my revenge. Ne'um Hashem Elokim, says Hashem Elokim. So it's worse than than Ammon and Moab and Seir. Except that Seir really is Edom. Okay, and then the last one is the Plishtim in Pasuk Tetvav. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, yana so Plishtim v'nekama, v'nekamu nekom b'sha'at v'nefesh l'mashchit eivat olam. Thus says Hashem, because the Plishtim, in their ancient hatred, acted vengefully and with other scorn sought revenge and destruction. And now we're talking really about old sins of the Plishtim. They were always fighting the Jewish people. So Hashem says, and I'm going to destroy them also. And they are also going to be wiped out. And they are going to also know that I am Hashem. If you compare these types of sins to the Nevuot in Amos, who also had Nevuot to the nations, Their prakim are so different. If you read through Amos, Aleph, and Bet, and actually Yirmiyahu's are also so different. Each one has their own flavor of how they speak to the nations. Amos spoke about things that the nations actually did against the Jews. For example, about Ammon, he says, Ko amar Hashem, al shosha pishei b'nei Ammon, va'al arba'a lo ashivenu. I'm reading from Amos, Aleph, Yud, Gimel, 113. There are three sins of Ammon, and the fourth one I won't forgive. That's how Amos always speaks, three and then four. Al bik'am harot ha-gilad, l'man herchivet kulam. They ripped open they really, really hurt the people of Gilad, and they ripped them open in order that they can enlarge their border. Now, here in Yechezkel, they're being punished for being happy about the downfall of the Jews. They didn't do anything to them. They just reacted with glee. Even in Edom, who seems that they maybe did something, it doesn't seem like they did anything towards their destruction. Maybe they took part a little bit in the fight, or they took some of the spoils, but they didn't. It wasn't that they did something in particular, whereas in Amos, each of the nations that he speaks about did something bad to the Jews. So the message here of this parak, and really all of these nevuot for the Amim, according to Professor Yechiel Tzvi Moskowitz in the Da'at Mikra, is related to Yechezkel's Prakim of Tochacha. And we have to remember who is the audience. And the audience really is us. It's B'nai Israel, and it's the reader. And it is actually these non-Jews also, in theory, if they would read it. But I think the primary audience is us. And this is what we need to learn. Hashem did not want to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. And this is the message that the Da'at Mikra writes about. Hashem didn't want to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and he did not want to destroy Am Yisrael. He did it because B'nai Israel have a particular mission to be Makadi Shem Hashem in the world, to glorify Hashem's name, to teach people about Hashem, to live their lives as an example of spreading what it means to serve Hashem. This is what Hashem told Abraham would be the mission of his children. They not only didn't do that, but they did the opposite. They had a corrupt society. They followed other nations' gods. They desecrated the Beit HaMikdash. They are punished according to their ways, and hopefully will build a better society afterwards, one that will follow their destiny, what they're supposed to do. They are supposed to learn their lesson from this. And Yechezkel, in his Nevuot Tochacha, in his rebuke, teaches them that this is why it happened to them. But what about other people who see their downfall, who see their punishment? So everyone who sees them being punished is supposed to learn this lesson, to see that Hashem is standing up for his own principles, to see the destruction of Am Yisrael as the model of sin and punishment, that they sinned against their mission, they sinned against Hashem, and now they are deserving of what they got. But if their viewpoint of the punishment is self-serving, in the sense that they just look down and they jeer about B'nai Israel's downfall, which makes them feel more powerful, they rejoice in their suffering, or they go and they take some of the spoils, then they have completely missed the message of what Hashem was doing. And therefore, his anger is directed at them as well. By the end, they will also, via datem, ki ani Hashem, know that I am Hashem. That's the refrain that follows each of their punishments, because they too will have been destroyed by Hashem for their sins. They could have learned the lesson otherwise. It was their choice not to. Only after this process of teaching who Hashem is to the larger world through their destruction can the path of Geula and the knowledge of Hashem be played out. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmat Barbara Atlas Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.